The number of area roadways closed due to flooding has grown since yesterday. According to MoDOT, the closures are in Saline, Sheraton, Lafayette, Pettis, and Johnson counties. In Saline County, Highway 127, north of Sweet Springs at Salt Pond Creek and the Outer Road or Old 40, just west of Sweet Springs are closed. At the East Fork of the Sheraton River, Route NN is closed in Sheraton County. Route FF at two locations west of Highway 131 is closed in Lafayette County. In Pettis County, Route O north of Beeman is closed. In Johnson County, Highway 23 between Concordia and Knob Noster and Route E near Valley City are closed. Frank will have more on today's weather forecast after the news. Bond is set at six figures for a 31-year-old Boonville resident who is facing multiple sex-related felony charges for allegedly inappropriately touching a female juvenile and other deviant abusive acts. According to a Boonville police report, an 8-year-old girl told authorities that Jeremy Robert Sutton inappropriately touched her, dragged her and her two siblings by the arms into the bathroom and made them watch him disrobe and use the restroom. The juvenile also alleges Sutton placed his hands around her throat and choked her until she couldn't breathe and pinned her up against the wall with duct tape and she couldn't move, as well as several other actions. Sutton waived formal arraignment and pleaded not guilty on May 11th to four counts of a Class B sex-related felony, a Class B felony for abuse or neglect of a child, no sexual contact, a Class D felony for domestic assault in the second degree, and two counts of an unclassified sex-related felony. Bond is set at $250,000 cash or surety. Sutton's lawyer filed a motion for a request for bond reduction on May 9th. His next court appearance is scheduled for 10:30 this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. The City of Sedalia's Water Division contractor will be working on East 5th Street at its intersection with South Engineer Avenue this week, beginning at 7:30 this morning and continuing through 5 p.m. tomorrow. The contractor will be capping and taking out of service an existing water main that has been replaced with a new line. Tomorrow, the roadway will be repaired. Travelers should anticipate East 5th Street being closed to through traffic just west of its intersection with South Engineer Avenue. Additionally, South Engineer Avenue will be reduced to one lane of traffic with flagging. Heavy equipment and workers will be operating in and near the roadway during this period. East 7th Street between South Ohio Avenue and South Massachusetts Avenue will be closed to through traffic beginning at 7:30 this morning as well through 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to allow for new water services to be tied in and the roadway to be repaired. The East 7th Street intersections with South Lamine Avenue and South Massachusetts Avenue will both remain open to avoid delays. Alternate routes are recommended during this two-day period. This work is weather and equipment dependent, and reopening date may be affected by inclement weather or equipment breakdowns. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.